Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My biggest problem with replay is that the NFL, through their infinite wisdom, air quotes, has made it part of strategy. No! Instant replay is there to correct mistakes. That's all. That's all it is. Correct mistakes. So, Devontae Smith's catch, which was not a catch, should have been ruled an incomplete pass by replay. But because the next play started like 20 seconds later and there was not a camera shot available to Kyle Shanahan or any of his coaches who might have told him otherwise, hey, throw the red flag because that's an incomplete pass, he let the play go. The only replay he saw was one that made it look like a catch. So he goes, in the postgame, like, I thought it was a catch.
Yeah.
All right. He said, I thought about throwing the flag just anyway, but when I saw a replay, I'm like, I thought it was a catch too. I didn't want to waste the time out. You shouldn't have to. The call was wrong. Bzzzt. From upstairs, they tell the official, hey, that was an incomplete pass. Let's go look at this. Nope, that's not the way it works in the NFL. We have randomly decided which blown calls we like. Silly. Just silly. So what does that mean for the game? I don't really know because it's such a long game and it happened so early. But it was the reason Philadelphia scored their first touchdown.
Yeah.
So we'll just leave that at that. One more thing before we get to referee Jim DeAppolis. And again, I have no idea why I'm calling him referee Jim D, because that's his Twitter handle, I guess. I don't know. The Chiefs beat the Bengals, and I know everybody's going to talk about the last play, and we are going to talk about the last play, but I thought the Chiefs won this game because of their defense, not because of their offense. Although, Patrick Mahomes, 300 yards passing, 2 touchdowns on whatever that leg was dealing with. Incredible stuff. Here's Mahomes.
Yeah, I think guys were probably the most pumped up I'd seen them going into a football game. A lot of trash talk coming from a lot of different places. I think no one picked us to win. If so, it was like 5% of people. And we think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
Yeah, I didn't pick them to win either. But
I did.
You did. That's right. You did. You were the one. Yeah, you were part of the 5%.
Yeah.
So, look, the last play, my view of the last play is that it didn't have to be called, right? But I am not the expert. So, let's bring one in. Whenever we have NFL officiating discussions, we'll just call them discussions. I will not even term them as beefs. We like to call Jim DeAppolis for about a dozen years. He was an on-field official in the NFL, about as much time he spent as a supervisor of officials with the league. So, by the way, you have a Twitter that you don't even tweet anymore, but I'll give it out, at referee Jim D. You haven't tweeted in like a year. Let me start right here with the big one. Pat Mahomes runs out of bounds, and Joseph Asai, I think a second-year linebacker for the Bengals, got to him and helped him out of bounds. But after Mahomes had already crossed the stripe, they called it a little late, but they called it roughing, you know, unnecessary roughness. Your thoughts on the play?
Well, you know, that was one of the better calls of the weekend. You know, you got to protect that quarterback, especially when he – when he's close to the sideline. One thing that you look for as an official is you're looking for 4 feet out of bounds. You're looking for all, you know, both players, both of his feet out of bounds where he's clearly out. Mahomes was clearly out of bounds. The defender was clearly out of bounds. There was no reason. I think he realizes that he made a mistake. So it was a good call. What they did miss was that obvious offensive holding on the left tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs on the same play. It was a flagrant foul, should have been called, wasn't called, and would have made a big difference in that game.
Referee Jim Diapoulos is joining us here. I don't know why I call you referee Jim Diapoulos. Nobody calls me radio host Adam Gold. But it's all right. It's your Twitter that you don't use. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate with the call. I'm not sure both of, maybe I could be wrong here. I'm not sure both of Asai's feet were on the out-of-bounds stripe or not. I'm actually just going back and trying to look at that play. My read on it was, yeah, letter of the law. That's a penalty, but circumstance, and given the fact that the Bengals came up on the tails end of every 50-50 call in the fourth quarter, it seemed, when it came up heads for Kansas City, you're deciding the game at that point if you're the referee. Does any of that, I know it can't, but does any of that, because we're all human beings, play into it because they decided the game?
I would hope not. Adam, I would hope not. You know, that was close enough. Even if one of the defender's feet were close, you know, Mahomes was clearly out of bounds. The play was over. The play was being stopped. I think the defender was just moving forward, didn't realize it. I think he knows that he committed a foul. But I think you have to call that one way or the other. Has no effect on, you know, at what point in the game it was. That call needed to be made at the first of the game or at the end of the game. So it was a good call by the officials.
Even though we know that call has sometimes, and I would say a lot, gone uncalled, does the quarterback in question matter here? Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
It shouldn't. But again, the quarterback, you know, if that was a running back, I would give it a little second thought. But a quarterback, you're going to give the quarterback as much protection. They are the franchise of the teams. You've got to protect that quarterback. It wasn't like Mahomes was tiptoeing down the sideline. It wasn't like he was just he had just stepped out of bounds. He was clearly out of bounds. He was out of the play. He actually had given himself up. He wasn't expecting to get hit. So I think that's a good call. And it's any quarterback should get that call, or any player should get that call that far out of bounds.
All right, I'm going to, we're going to move on from this. I'm not even bugged about all the other stuff that that went on. All right, I'm going to ask you about two things that happened in the Eagles 49ers games. Jim Diapoulos, former NFL on-field official, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. The roughing the punter call in San Francisco, Philadelphia, where it did look like Philadelphia blocked San Francisco into their own punter. Kyle Shanahan did a complete orbit on the official on the sideline. What was your view of that?
Well, to be quite honest, that is 100% a judgment call. And I don't have a problem with that call. You know, when the kicker is, when he is up in the air, completely defenseless. Now, was there some contact? There was some contact, but there was enough contact to warrant a 15-yard penalty. I don't have a problem with that one. You want to protect those guys.
Right.
When they are up in the air, when they kick the ball, you've got to give them as much protection as possible. You know, you could have gone with 5 yards running into the kicker. But again, you know, we weren't on the field. I don't, you know, you have to have a feel for what happened out on that field. And I thought the referee did a good job on that, going with 15 yards. And again, that can be discussed and haggled back and forth. But that, I was okay with that call.
And the truth is that he may have run into the kicker anyway. We couldn't really tell what the angle of what the player was. Right.
Again, you're just, you know, if it was very obvious where he kind of drove him into that kicker, then I could see it. But, you know, there's some blocking, there's some bumping going on there. You know, there's some embellishment that goes on all the time. So, you put a lot of pressure on the referee to make that decision.
Embellishment, no way. All right, final thing for Jim Diapoulos, former NFL on-field official and supervisor of officials as well. The Devontae Smith circus catch that, in retrospect, we find out would have been an incomplete pass as judged by NFL rules. This has been my problem with replay all along, and it's not the problem with replay. I'm basically against it to begin with, but making it part of strategy. So Kyle Shanahan says, my inclination was to throw the red flag anyway, but when we saw the one replay, like, well, it looked like a catch. So because he didn't want to waste the timeout, like, it shouldn't, in my opinion, it shouldn't even be about that. If the call is wrong, we got to get the call right if we're going to use replay. That's my ultimate position on this. How did you view that play?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, I love replay in that it can correct correctable errors. It can correct correctable errors. Now, let's go to that play. You know, well, let's back up a little bit, Adam. You know, remember that official came in to change the position of the ball by a half a yard?
Right.
Okay, he got that from upstairs. Replay or New York rung into his ear and said, hey, you know, move that ball a half a yard, which caused mass confusion out there.
Right.
Now you've got this play, a game-changing play on the sideline, and everybody goes silent. Why didn't replay come down immediately? Because they saw that ball on the ground. Replay had the shot, and we've all seen the shot. The ball was clearly on the ground.
Right.
Now, the official on that side, he was blocked out completely. I thought he was in great position. Maybe the back judge in the middle of the field could have seen it, but he didn't. He didn't come across. So why didn't replay come down? Why didn't New York come down? Why did everybody go silent on this play? And force Kyle Shanahan to make a decision where all they're trying to do, they're trying to eliminate those replays, eliminate those challenges, and correct those correctable things when they can do it very – it would have been very simple. All you had to do was zip down there and say that pass was incomplete, and they could have done it without any kind of a challenge. But, you know, it was a mistake. It was a mistake by New York. It was a mistake by the replay assistant. That thing should have been changed immediately.
Yeah, but we don't have that. We have the forcing the coaches to throw a red flag, and that's unfortunate.
And they have enough decisions to make every game and not have to worry about decisions that are mistakes on the field.
Referee Jim D on Twitter, which he never uses, so don't tweet to him. Jim Diapoulos, former NFL on-field official, former supervisor of officials, and we have his phone number. What a mistake he made there. Appreciate your time, sir.
Great talking to you, Adam. Take care. I'm here anytime you'd like to chat.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.